The Power of Henkel.
Welcome to all our listeners today who are joining us for this podcast. I'm Laura, and I'll be your host. And I'm joined today by Henkel's Shelby Shevick, who is an application engineer with Henkel. And in her role, she works in technical customer support for thermal interface materials. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that comes up often in discussions with customers and also in the power and industrial automation space in general. And that is the discussion around silicone-based materials and low-volatile or silicone-free materials. And how do you make certain material selections? What's the most optimal approach? And does my operation maybe require a silicone-free platform? So today we're going to dive into a discussion around all those topics. And as with any material decision, of course, there's a lot of factors and variables to consider. So we'll tackle a few of those today. So Shelby, welcome.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So let's just get right to it. As most chemists and probably thermal engineers know, silicone is a very common chemistry platform for a lot of formulations that are used in multiple different electronic materials. You'll find them in encapsulants, sealants, gasketing materials. And today we're also going to discuss thermal interface materials, and actually more specifically thermal interface materials. But why in general is silicone so widely used, and what are its benefits?
Yeah, well, silicone has a wide variety of characteristics that make it desirable for electronics. It's typically a first choice for many potting applications because of its stability against mechanical and electrical shock and vibration. When you think of silicone, you may think of its flexibility, which is due to its high elongation. Even with that high elongation, it still remains quite durable and offers resistance to a variety of chemicals, including water and certain oils. Silicone's also desirable for their resistance to extreme environmental conditions. Temperature resistance specifically is one of the greatest benefits we see with silicone. It's able to retain its durable and flexible properties at temperatures ranging from below negative 60 C all the way up above 200 degrees C. On top of temperature resistance, silicone has low toxicity, high purity, and good electrical properties too.
So it sounds like it has just about everything. I don't know why somebody wouldn't choose it. But so it's well suited, as you said, for many materials, and you referenced its high temperature resistance. And that's obviously one of the reasons it's used for thermal interface materials to help dissipate operational heat. Why else is it used across thermal interface material platforms?
Yeah, like you said, when we're talking about thermal interface materials, the first thing we're thinking of is a material with a high degree of thermal stability. So silicone's unique in not only its thermal stability, but also its ability to fine-tune the modulus to a broad extent. Like we mentioned, the temperature resistance of silicone covers a wide range in both extreme heat and in extreme cold. Most electronic applications will see a variety of temperature shifts throughout their lifetimes. This can occur with just temperature ramp ups and ramp downs as the equipment shuts on and off, or even just as the seasons change. Another large factor in choosing silicone for thermal interface materials is due to its desirable electrical properties. These properties can be manipulated during formulation to optimize the desired traits. With the addition of certain fillers, it can have conductive properties as well. And I can't forget to mention its high insulation resistance and stable insulating properties, as well as its flame retardancy. With the risk of electrical components catching fire, this can be imperative. Since silicones provide great thermal conductivity, minimal exothermic heat rise during cure, and favorable coefficient of thermal expansion, it really makes them ideal for high power and high temperature applications.
Yeah, you mentioned its thermal resistance, and that's a great point, I think, for the industrial automation space specifically, because while a lot of these systems in some situations might be operating 24/7, many of them are not. So they ramp up, their operational temperatures get really high, and then they drop back down. So silicone's ability to, you know, mitigate for that is exceptional. So why then, since it's so versatile and high performing, why wouldn't you use silicone whenever you can?
Yeah, I would definitely say you want to use silicone whenever you can. The reason Henkel's thermal portfolio is so heavy in silicones is because of all those unique capabilities. One of the main concerns that I hear with silicone would be related to outgassing. The outgassing can present itself in three unique failure modes. The first potential failure you could see is with electrical failures. For applications in electronic devices with moving parts, such as hard disk drives, for example, or other electric motors, we have seen issues reported with overall function of the motor. Small parts could see a dusting of silica due to that silicone outgassing and prevent the device from operating properly. Another way a failure could prevent itself would be with fogging. Devices with optical lenses, such as cameras, could experience a foggy appearance over the lens. This can be a concern for the part or the final assembly of the device. This type of fogging would interfere with the typical function and render it unusable. The last issue I would mention can present as an adhesion failure. Many customers have painting operations that take place either on the final part or just in other areas throughout their factory. Since silicone has such great chemical resistance, the outgassing of such can make it difficult for paints or other coatings to adhere to necessary surfaces. This can become an issue in multi-step assembly processes where knowledge of the final application is unknown at one factory and becomes apparent later on. All of these different application failures are real concerns that need to be kept in mind for every customer's final application. But with that said, it is important to keep in mind that all polymers are going to have some amount of outgassing, whether they're made up of silicone or not. Mm-hmm. Henkel has been very active in the world of silicone for many years, trying to optimize these materials to avoid these types of issues. Our scientists have developed many thermal interface materials that offer low volatiles content, which can resolve almost all of these concerns. Another consideration to reduce outgassing concerns is with filler loadings. With much higher filler loadings, there's less silicone present in the material that could potentially migrate. Generally, the higher filler loadings are present in our thermal interface materials with the highest thermal conductivity. Another concern beyond outgassing is with liquid silicone migration. This is when you see sort of a silicone oil start to leak out of the material. The main effects from this are really cosmetic, so it's not as common of a concern in the world of industrial automation. But if this is causing an unacceptable appearance, then you would want to look towards a silicone-free material.
Okay. So basically, if someone is manufacturing a system like a robot or some kind of system that has optics in it, for example, and that manufacturer may not know where that device is going to wind up, and in that factory, there could be, you know, other optics, or there could be like a paint operation, say, in an automotive factory or something. So that is an area where a silicone-free material might be required, or even as you referenced, I mean, sometimes it's not necessary to go completely silicone-free, but just more low volatility.
Yes.
Okay. So if you're a thermal engineer or you're a system designer and you're required to use silicone-free or low volatile materials for whatever reason, what are some of the chemistries that are available today, and how do they compare? I mean, is there really like a drop-in replacement that has all of the amazing benefits of silicone that you can just replace it with, or not really?
Well, the electronics industry is extremely diverse with differing requirements throughout. And as a material supplier, Henkel aims to meet the needs of the vast array of all customers. So that's why we offer the silicones with low volatile silicone options or silicone-free options as well to meet the needs depending on the application. If silicone is not a good fit for your application, there are silicone-free options available. Henkel offers both silicone-free gap pads and gap fillers. For thinner bond lines, there are also phase change materials, all of which are silicone-free. Outside of thermal interface materials, there are silicone-free materials available in other areas of thermal protection, such as encapsulants, potting materials, and even gasketing materials. The majority of Henkel's silicone-free thermal interface materials are polyurethane-based. And these materials, I would say, are definitely not a drop-in replacement for silicone material. Even if their thermal conductivity is similar, those materials will come with a different set of temperature-resistant properties, different electrical properties, and will need to be assessed based on your requirements. So bringing in one of our application engineers like myself or one of my team members, that can really help identify what's going to be the best product for your particular application.
Okay, that's great advice. And I mean, just from your perspective, I mean, how challenging is it really from a formulation perspective to develop thermal interface materials that provide similar characteristics to silicone, but without the risks? I mean, it sounds like Henkel has a broad variety of these low volatile and silicone-free materials. But if you are required to use something else, how challenging is it for the Henkel product development team to develop something that gives a customer all those thermal properties, but without silicone?
Yeah, so Henkel has expertise globally with access to state-of-the-art tools, global R&D centers, chemists, equipment. Working together, our thermal engineering teams have been able to develop suitable replacements for many applications that require very unique solutions. Silicone generally does have the most desirable properties overall, like we said, but the electronics industry and application requirements are ever-changing, and Henkel is confident in our ability to find the right solutions to meet those demands.
Okay. And so what about the future? I mean, it sounds like there's some customers that are requiring this just silicone-free or low-volatile materials as kind of common, practice across the board. So what is Henkel working on in that realm?
Yeah, our product development team is always working to create new products that'll better suit our customers' needs. If you or a customer or anyone has a specific requirement that they think is not being met by our current line of products, our application engineers are always here and interested to learn more about the application to better understand what we can do to meet your needs.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Shelby. You've been a wealth of information on this topic. And of course, we just scratched the surface here. So for listeners who might want to learn more about this, there is a gracious plenty of information available on Henkel's website. And as Shelby mentioned, you can get in contact with Henkel application engineers directly. So if you're interested in looking more deeply online, you can simply go to henkel-adhesives.com. and click on the Industries tab and then go to Power Generation and Conversion, and hopefully you'll find what you need. If not, give us a call. So thanks again, Shelby. It's been great speaking to you today, and I hope our listeners enjoyed the discussion as well.
Thanks, Laura.
The Power of Henkel.